Proclamation number 4797 of 11th of December, 1949. Ruthless action against heresies. You certainly have the right to oppose spiritual knowledge which contradicts your knowledge if you feel impelled to stand up for the truth. But you, who hear my word yourselves or receive it indirectly from me through my servants on earth, have the proof of this. Lies and error are the greatest evils, for they poison the human being's soul. It is, as it were, enclosed by a cover which does not allow any rays of light to pass through, and if this cover is not forcibly pulled away, the soul will sink into darkness. Such an act of violence is the ruthless action against false teachings, the uncovering and branding of these by a bearer of truth, who is thus only a tool through which I myself come to the soul's aid. It is not right to silently tolerate an error where it is recognized and the truth can be opposed to it. Understandably, however, the knowledge which is opposed to the error must have flowed from the right source. Thus the eternal truth itself must be the original source of what is called truth. Then divine wisdom will also include the power of persuasion within itself. Then a bearer of truth must succeed in suppressing error, as long as the one being taught is of good will. It is urgently necessary that fellow human beings are guided into right thinking, because every hour on earth is lost for the soul which it spends in wrong thinking. For brightness of spirit is a sign of the human being's redemption which is taking place. 13th of the 12th, 1949. Brightness of spirit means the influx of strength from me, thus the pouring out of my spirit upon a person who is worthy of it. Thus he must already have detached himself from my adversary, he must have entered the path which leads to me. Then his thinking will be right, then he will recognize error, then he will ascend, and liberation from form is the aim he has reached. That is why error must first be recognized and banished. Truth must be consciously requested as my share and opposed to error by bearers of truth. And this is your task, which is why you need never show consideration for a representative of erroneous teachings but must relentlessly uncover what does not agree with the eternal truth from me. You should and can always go against error and advocate the truth, only you must be enlightened by my spirit yourselves, you must have received the truth from me myself so that you can advocate what you teach with conviction. Anyone who convincingly stands up for his opinion will always be victorious in a battle of words, for my word, which he now makes the content of his teaching, speaks for itself and will never fail to make an impression. And thus I admonish you again and again to wage battle against teachings which obviously contradict my word conveyed from above. For the truth is to be spread if people are to find the right path to me, because only the truth leads to me, whereas error eliminates me, who am the eternal truth myself. Amen.